And we're just enjoying serving Jesus with you. And thank you for making it so joyful. Looking forward to the next 10. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right.
There he went into a cave and spent the night. And the word of the Lord came to him. "What are you doing here, Elijah?" he replied. "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then came a voice and said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
These are the days of Elijah. These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert crying, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. These are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest. The fields are as wide in the world. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. There's no God like Jehovah. 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 Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Yes, praise the Lord. We're going to be talking about Elijah this morning, and we've got, hopefully, you hear the message, not just in one song or two songs or in the prayer, but all through the morning. I pray that the Holy Spirit gives you the perception, gives you the ears to pick up on what God has for you this morning. One of the things that we're going to talk about is God brings his people back to his heart. And this next song is called Kindness. And I want you to tune in on the second verse where it says, "You are turning our hearts back again." It's going to come right out of Scripture. Scripture that we're going to read right after this song. Let it be a prayer. Thank you for turning our hearts back to you, O Lord. Mm-hmm.
sea and rain down the cleansing flood, healing waters rise around us. And hear our cries, Lord,
let them rise, and it's your kindness, Lord, that leads us to repentance. Your favor, Lord, is our desire. And it's your beauty, Lord, that makes us stand in silence. Your love is better than life. Let's sing that first verse again. Open up the skies of mercy. Rain down the cleansing flood.
Of mercy and rain down the cleansing flood, healing waters rise around us.
And hear our cries, Lord, let them rise, and it's your kindness, Lord, that leads us to repentance. Your favor, Lord, is our desire. And it's your beauty, Lord, that makes us stand in silence. Your love is better than life. You're turning our hearts back in again.
We can feel your mercy falling. You are turning our hearts back again. Hear our praises rise to heaven.
And draw us near, Lord. Meet us here. It's your kindness, Lord, that leads us to repentance. Your favor, Lord, is our desire. And it's your beauty, Lord, that makes us stand in silence. Your love is better than life. It's your kindness, Lord, that leads us to repentance. Your favor, Lord, is our desire. It's your beauty, Lord, that makes us stand in silence. Your love is better than life.
Seated. At the time of sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, "O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel." Now you got to know the context. You got to know the scene here. Elijah has just set up this contest between God and all the prophets of Baal. And the contest is that the God who answers by fire will be the true God. And the moment has come for Elijah for his words to be tested and his prophecy to be known as true or false. "Answer me, O Lord. Answer me so these people will know that you, O Lord, are God. And that you are turning their hearts back again." You see, here's the thing. The people, they had strayed away. They had become enchanted with the idea of serving false gods. And even Elijah, as he spoke to the people, he said, "You're wavering between two opinions here." And the people stood silent. They didn't affirm that God, Jehovah, was their one and only true God. They were going to wait to see how this contest played out. Now you see those at the very end, "The Lord, He is God, the Lord, He is God." I want you to read that with me. And I don't want you to just read it like, "The Lord is God, the Lord is God." I want you to picture yourself standing in front of this sacrifice and fire is falling from heaven. And everything that Elijah had prophesied had just come true. Are you ready? Let's get on our feet. "Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and all, also licked up the water in the trench. When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, 'The Lord is God! The Lord is God!'"
"Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine, but God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace.
Let's pray together. Father, we do come to You today thankful that You have the power to break the chains. No matter what, Lord, we have the background that we've come from. We come here this morning declaring with the prophet Elijah, with John the Baptist, with the prophets of old, that You are able And today, Lord, we find our victory in you. We thank you, Lord, for salvation. We thank you today for the cross of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that our strength today, our power over sin is not in and of ourselves, but rather it is by the blood of the Lamb, the spotless Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Today, Lord, we receive anew and afresh your covering, your cleansing, your blood as a sacrifice for our sins. We confess today, Lord, our need of you. We confess any unconfessed sin in our lives this morning. Go over, Lord, now our life. Wash over us, we pray. Illuminate dark places. Father, bring us to this point of confession right now where we are cognizant of the sin that is holding us back from effectiveness, from experiencing the fullness of your love. Father, we lay it down now. You're bringing it to mind, and we claim the blood of Jesus for forgiveness and for life. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for victory today. We thank you that as we open the pages of your word, it's the overwhelming message that light has overcome the darkness, that holiness has overcome sin, and that there is hope. And today, Lord, we glory in the fact that you are our hope. We don't have to conjure it up. We don't have to make it in our own strength. You, rather, Lord, are the source. You are the light. You are the way. You are the truth. And we proclaim together this morning that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Bless the offering as it is now received, Father. We thank you that we can participate in offering to you sacrifices of praise. Receive it now, and may you be praised in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
We're not usually up here together, but we're gonna sing the song for the offering once it starts. Only you true.
name be lifted high, let your name be glorified.